This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Just 1 week to go till Christmas, and in Congress, they're trying to make Christmas come early this year. The Senate is set to vote this week on the final version of the tax cut bill. Final deals are being struck. Meanwhile, all the good girls and boys in Congress are still unwrapping this giant gift, even as they get ready to vote. What's in it? And hang on, who's this $1.4 trillion gift actually for?
This is going to be one of the great gifts to the middle-income people of this country that they've ever gotten for Christmas.
President Trump says that giant present under the tree with an unrecognizable shape, it's for you, the middle class. Is it? Because here's young Senator Bobby Corker bounding down the stairs early on Christmas morning. He didn't think the tax bill was for him. Oh, no. But wait, the tax says to Bobby, "Hope your pass-through business does great this year." From Santa. Huh? Sure, Bobby Corker has made millions on pass-through businesses, but he wasn't expecting a gift from Santa this year. You see, pass-throughs are companies organized so that they don't have to pay corporate income tax. Instead, income passes through to the owner to be taxed under the individual tax rate. And in this bill, pass-throughs get a big, fat, new tax cut. Now, lots of boys and girls use pass-throughs, the corner store owner, the plumber, but also big boys and girls like Renaissance Technologies, a hedge fund worth $65 billion, or even the Trump Organization itself. It's a Christmas miracle. Martin Sullivan is the chief economist and contributing editor for Tax Analysts. Martin, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Todd.
So what's the big change here that Congress has made in its final negotiations for pass-throughs? Why is this making news?
Well, first of all, there's a whole question about why there's any special relief for pass-throughs at all, since they pay lower taxes than other businesses. So that's the first thing you have to ask yourself. And then the second thing is that they've added these very complicated rules, which is just the opposite of what you want to do for small businesses. You want to make their tax filing easier. But what's happened in the final hours of the bill is that they've adjusted these very technical rules. And what has gotten a lot of attention is that the way they've done these adjustments is that it helps real estate investors in particular. And so on the list of prominent real estate investors are Senator Corker. They're calling it the Corker kickback. And also the President of the United States, Mr. Trump.
Now, you mentioned Senator Corker. That's Bob Corker of Tennessee, who was threatening to vote no on this tax bill, changed his vote to yes after this change was made. Now, Bob Corker says he wasn't aware of the change. And in fact, over the weekend, he's written a letter to the chairman of the Finance Committee, Orrin Hatch, demanding an explanation. This all sounds a little strange.
Well, I used to work on Capitol Hill, and it doesn't surprise me at all that a senator doesn't know what's in the bill that he's voting on. So I'll at least give him the benefit of the doubt on that, although I have no hard information. But I think it's an absurd situation when a senator is trying to prove to the public that he did not know what was in the bill.
After switching his vote from no to yes, and a change was made that would benefit him directly.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a very, I think he's the fourth wealthiest member of the Senate, and he used to be in construction, but he got into the real estate business and did quite well. And so this would reduce his effective tax rate from something like 40 to 30%. And when you have many hundreds of millions of dollars of real estate, that really adds up.
President Trump is fond of saying that this tax bill would hit him hard. Basically, he's championing tax changes that are bad for him, but better for most Americans. Knowing what we know about pass-throughs and the president's use of them, is that true?
Well, of course, I haven't seen his tax return, so it's very hard to know. But
right.
Taking an educated guess, he and his children will benefit from the state tax relief. He'll benefit from the lower tax rate from 39.6 to 37%. But this so-called Corker kickback, there are only certain industries that qualify for this benefit. And before the conference committee, before the very last minute changes that were made, real estate investors were not going to be eligible for it. And by reason of this last minute change, real estate investors do qualify for the change. And since Trump has extensive real estate ownings in the pass-through form, he would be a significant beneficiary.
Martin, so there are these special provisions that may benefit Bob Corker and the president and their political allies. But pass-throughs more generally got some really favorable treatment in the earlier stages of negotiation here. What's the benefit? What's the impact of doing this? Is there evidence that a break for pass-throughs would be good for the economy, more investment, more jobs, or just good for the people who own them?
Well, anytime you have a tax cut that creates favorable business conditions, then you do expect some uptick in their hiring. However, if you had to provide, and this is what I used to do when I worked on Capitol Hill, we would design tax incentives to increase employment. This would probably be the last way we would do it, A, because of its complexity, B, because it picks winners and losers, and C, because it's not particularly targeted to increasing employment. For example, if you wanted to increase employment, you would provide perhaps a tax credit for hiring. Do it directly. And that is not part of this bill at all.
Well, Bob Corker has written to Orrin Hatch demanding an explanation for this pass-through change that's going to benefit Bob Corker. For this to pass the smell test for you, Martin Sullivan, what should that answer be? What do you want to hear?
Well, speaking not as an expert, but as a private citizen, yeah, I would like to know how this got into the bill. And I would like to know how a lot of things got into the bill. It's all been done behind closed doors. There's no transparency. And I think it's outrageous when a senator who votes on the bill doesn't even know what's in the bill. This whole episode just brings out the lack of transparency in the whole process. And it's very unfair, I think, to the American people.
Martin Sullivan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Martin Sullivan is chief economist and contributing editor for Tax Analysts.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.